The amendments include changes to water quality standards and how tax revenues from any mine will be directed. Assembly Republican leader Scott Souter says they tried to listen to the many opinions out there on the legislation.
Our goal all along is to work with both parties with regard to this bill. We say that these are bipartisan amendments because they incorporate ideas from a number of individuals.
The amendments also require better coordination with the Army Corps of Engineers and clarify where overburden from a mine can be deposited. State Senator Tom Tiffany says that will address claims that a company could fill in large bodies of water.
What this amendment will do is show people that we are not allowing lakes or rivers to be filled in northern Wisconsin.
Some of the changes are from a competing bill offered by State Senator Tim Cullen. While he believes it's a start, the Janesville Democrat says there's still a long way to go before he would support the Republican version.
These are baby steps. This is the beginning of a process of moving towards a sensible bill. And so I'm glad to see him do it. It's just it's a sign that they're listening to the same public that I'm listening to.
Committee votes on the Republican bill are expected at the Capitol on Wednesday. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.